Welcome to the Jeff Thomas Show. Always on time and bringing you the hottest topics today. Now, introducing the show host, Jeff Thomas.
Strike until you have victory. For every enemy that is aligned against you, let there be that we would strike the ground, for you will give us victory, God. I hear a sound of abundance of rain. I hear a sound of victory. I hear a sound of shouting and singing. I hear a sound of victory. I hear a sound of an abundance of rain. I hear a sound of victory. I hear a sound of an abundance of rain. I hear a sound of victory. The Lord says it is done. The Lord says it is done. The Lord says it is done. For I hear victory, 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 victory in the quarters of heaven. In the quarters of heaven, victory, 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 victory. For angels are being released right now. Angels are being dispatched right now. Amanda Aka Ata Raka Teda Baka Sanda Ata Ambo Osa Tata Rite Eke Banda Ata Rike Didi Ashata. For angels have even been dispatched from Africa right now. Africa right now. Africa right now. From Africa right now. They're coming here. They're coming here. In the name of Jesus, from South America. They're coming here. They're coming here. They're coming here. They're coming here. From Africa. From South America. Angelic forces. Angelic reinforcement. Angelic reinforcement. Angelic reinforcement. Pika hata anda ata ora bata rata ande eke eke manda rasata. For I hear the sound of victory. I hear the sound of victory.
What's up, everybody? This is the Jeff Thomas Show. That's Paula White, Donald Trump's spiritual advisor, calling on Africa to help her. This is the same Africa, I guess, that has some really shit countries, I guess, according to Donald Trump. I hope I'm not misquoting him, but he said something around that realm. I want to welcome everybody to the show. Man, this is crazy. This election is crazy. Right now, if you're watching the elections, you know that it's tied up. Well, it's not tied up, but it's the numbers are tied up in Pennsylvania. Look really, really close. The Vice President Joe Biden is taking a lead. And if you're just looking at the total electoral map, it's been stuck on 253 to 213. And a lot of some outlets have reported 264. I guess they gave Biden Arizona, but CNN is being very cautious their report, and I understand it. I mean, they don't want to prematurely give a victory to Joe Biden, knowing the uncertainty of the numbers right now. There are a lot of mail-in votes that have to be tabulated, and so once they're tabulated and they're finished, and then we'll have president-elect at some point. Of course, they have those frivolous lawsuits that Donald Trump is actually out. He also wants recounts, and I'm sure he'll beg his following for the money because he doesn't have the money to actually pay for the recounts, because you got to pay for people to recount that stuff. It costs money, costs plenty of money. But as you can see, this election has probably been one of the closest one that I've seen in my lifetime. And I know the 2000 election was was interesting with Bush, the second Bush. And, you know, that was a tough election. You know, you had some votes thrown out. We know Jeb Bush threw them votes in the ocean. Come on, man. You know that's just, come on now. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't let my brother lose. I'm just going to be honest with you. If my brother was in, that's my state, I'm the governor of that state, there's no way in the world my brother about to lose the state that I oversee. Just saying. That's kind of a joke, so don't take it too seriously, people, just in case I decide to run for public office and that happens. Doubt it, but just saying. But this election has been very interesting. And, you know, to have a president that is very reckless with his words and the things that he's saying in regards to the election and how it's you know, he won the regular election where you go and vote, but then the mail-in votes didn't happen. And I'm like, come on, dude, what are you talking about? Take the L and keep it moving. I mean, you won 4 years ago, you won without any, you know, issues. And so, you know, so if you want to stop vote counting and you want to stop all these voting, let's stop Arizona, let's stop Nevada, let's stop all the places where you're close to winning. Because, you know, if it's bad in one place, it should be bad other places. The places that you win, there's no problem with any of the other states that you said that you won. But now you want to complain. Stop acting like a little baby, man. You're the president of the United States. Stand tall. Stand tall. Where are Mitch McConnell and all those people? Get your guy. Make him stand up and face it. You all used him. You used him to push your agenda. And I'm not blaming Donald Trump. I'm not even saying he's the major catalyst of this attitude and what we have in our country. This stuff has been brewing for years. This is nothing new. People act like I'm watching television. People looking at how many people voted for Donald Trump. Are you shocked? Shouldn't be. You should not be shocked at all at the amount of people that vote for him in this country. Just stop it. If you are shocked, then you've been living under a rock for the last 30, 40 years or 10, 15 years, depending on how old you are. If you're shocked that so many people are supporting him, I'm not shocked at all. Not shocked. This is our country. This is America. This is what America is. We're divided based on race, based on color, based on gender, based on sexuality. This country is just divided all the way across the board. And we shouldn't be surprised by some of the things that we see. We should not be. So I wanted to come on. I want to talk. I know this week has been very, very different. I want to do Relationship Thursdays, but, you know, we with this election stuff, we have so much stuff going on. People are at us for all kind of information. And so, you know, we kind of tabled that a little bit. But I want to bring you something a little special this Friday and just kind of talk about, you know, what's happening. And I'll categorize my feelings and how I feel about it. I'm not going to call it a doomsday situation, but this is just my thoughts and how I feel about it. You know, and I don't want to dwell on the negativity, because sometimes we'll dwell on the negativity so much that we forget that there's a lot of great things going on in the world. Right now, I know there's a sense of uncertainty amongst people because we have a president that won't lead properly or appropriately. You know, I mean, and I know CNN and some of the other news outlets are really, really holding on. They don't really want to announce Joe Biden as the winner because they want to allow the votes to really come out. But once you get the statisticians in there and they know, you look at the numbers, you kind of see, you know, where it's possible that, you know, Donald Trump won't win, you might as well go in and announce it. You may as well. I know Associated Press, I saw USA Today, they're announcing, they didn't announce it, but they did announce that Joe Biden had 264 to 213. They announced that. So that would give Joe would only need 6 points. The reason Pennsylvania, of course, as we know, which is such a hotbed, is because that's 20 points. That would give Joe Biden 273. That would give him the presidency without question. But you've been looking for the last, since Tuesday, or Wednesday, it's been stuck on 253 for Joe Biden. We're talking about electoral votes. Electoral votes. And Joe is also winning a popular vote, I think by about close to 5 million votes. The 5 million votes. So we know what the majority of the Americans think, even though you have some who voted for Donald Trump. And some of his rhetoric. So I just want, you know, to kind of get on and just talk about just a couple of things and people. We have to get out of this false patriotic attitude, because it's false. It's a very false patriotism that we have right now about the love of our country. Do we really love our country? Because if we love our country, we would be practicing democracy at work. If we really love our country, if we are really a democratic society, or is this a dictatorship all of a sudden? I'm just asking the question. It seems that we have a certain group of people who want things a certain kind of way, period, point blank, and that you take that. There's nobody else should have any kind of different views. If you do, you're un-American, which is very un-American to say. Because to me, America, some people say America is a melting pot. It's not a melting pot. And we talked about, I talked about this years ago when I was in college. Everybody used to say, oh, America is this great melting pot and all these things. I said, no, America's not a melting pot. America's a salad. You have your tomatoes, you have your lettuce, you have your cucumbers, you have your green peppers or red peppers, you have your olives. If you want to sprinkle a little seasoning on it, if you got want to put some onions in it, it's a salad. We're made up of different people, different languages, different cultures, different makeups. Yes, we are in the bowl. We're a salad, and all of us are different. Melting pot means you put everything in the pot and we stir it up and we all the same. That is not, we are not the same people in America. We call ourselves Americans if you're a citizen of the United States, but we are a salad bowl full of different vegetables placed in there. And that's how we should operate and understand that, hey, a tomato is different from, it tastes different from a piece of lettuce, tastes different from a cucumber or olives. When you put them all together, they taste good, but you get the different tastes, but none better than the other. None of the different vegetables that go into a salad is different from the other one. Until we can understand that concept, then guess what? We'll continue to be a nation with a wilted salad. That's where we are right now. We are wilted salad. People can't respect or don't respect other people's views and opinions. People are stuck on their archaic mindset. And I have to always constantly remind people, especially coming from an African-American perspective, we have only been out of enslavement technically since 1865. So you're talking about a little bit over 150 years. We are still under the effects of slavery. We are. And people can say, you know, people can say, oh, man, you've been out of slavery. You know, you've been out of slavery long enough. You know, you should be able to do this, do that, man, please. No, it don't work like that. It's going to take time. It's going to take time. And, you know, when you're talking about, people who are struggling to try to make it and to try to get out of their situations who don't have a lot of resources, of course, they're going to be disenfranchised. Your judgment of them is really, you put them in a situation, then you want to judge them on it. That's crazy. 155 years. It's not a lot of time. That's not a lot of time. You're talking about maybe a generation out of slavery. Generations out of slavery. That's really nothing at all. It's not a lot for black people. So, you know, if you have issues with black people, you have those negatives and you want to talk about people controlling banks and world, Illuminati, all that stuff, man. Hey, I don't know if that stuff exists or not. Some of it, I'm sure it does. But I don't have the time to be worried about that. We need to be worried about how we're going to build our communities. How are we going to vote locally? How are we going to hold our local politicians accountable? How are we going to make sure money isn't being misappropriated or misused by our local politicians? How are we going to make sure that they held accountable? Those are the things that we need to do. We're worried about all the wrong stuff. We are definitely too worried about the wrong things. We need to fix them. We need to find ways to fix them. Because if we don't, then we're going to be locked up in this pod and won't be able to get out of it because our worldview and our mind is so shallow. It's shallow. It is what it is. It's shallow. There's no way in the world that you should have people. We should have people in the United States of America that hates other groups of people. This is such a great company. The only thing that brings us together is tragedy. Really? Is that when we get down to the human core, when we want people to save us? Nah, it should be that way every day. Shouldn't have to believe or think other different things, no matter what your sexuality is, no matter what your the color of your skin is. We need to put those labels aside. It's time to move forward. You have a presidency. Hey, I mean, Donald Trump, you the president. And I'm going to say this, and I saw the roast. I saw the roast from President Obama and a couple comedians roasted Donald Trump. Hey, if I was sitting there, I ain't going to lie, I would be pissed off too. And Donald Trump looked like he was seething. And this is just my view and my opinion. I really believe that Donald Trump didn't think he was going to win. He was running, but I really didn't truly believe that he believed he was going to win. And then he jumped on that platform of targeting. I mean, of course, he had his issues of doing some racial discrimination and some bigotry and things like that. But Donald Trump, if you looked at it, especially from the black community, he was a person that was revered. All the rappers talked about Trump. He was hanging out with all the black people, all these different celebrities, black celebrities, all of them. Celebrity Apprentice, he had all those people. And I was a fan. I used to watch Celebrity Apprentice. I was a fan of Donald Trump. Till he ran for president, he started running on that racist platform. And when he started running on that bigotry platform, and he figured he could get that vote, because that group of people had been silent for years. They'd been silent for years, and they decided that they wanted to come out and have their voices heard. Donald Trump spoke to those people, that willfully ignorant group he spoke to. That's how we won the presidency. African Americans didn't come out and vote like they should have. They didn't vote for Hillary Clinton. I wasn't sold on Hillary at this particular time. I just wasn't. He ran on that platform, and look at what happened. He ended up becoming the president of the United States of America. And I thought back to that roast, and I said, man, he sat there seething. And if you saw some of his clips, you know, he was really frantic to be the president. I'm the president, I'm the president, I'm the president, I'm the president, I'm the president. That's cool. And I understand it. I understand you had some fire in your belly that made you really want to become the president. I understand it. Sometimes people create monsters in jest and they don't necessarily understand how they're doing it. But my thing is this. Got Paula White, preacher, advisor to Donald Trump, praying to Africa for the angels and South America to the angels. What kind of racist shit is that? What does she think? This is some mythical thing that's going to happen? And that these dark forces will come over with angels and they would look and they would change and do the papers and sprinkle some dust on the paper, some Santeria and some voodoo and then boom, the election goes towards Donald Trump. What kind of racist shit is that? All the whites, sit your ass down. Excuse the language, but I got to be real about that. That's the clip that you heard earlier if you didn't know. Don't come with us with it, that garbage. Don't. The angels from Africa. Yeah, angels all around you right now. You're supposed to. You're calling to God for a man who won't denounce racism and bigotry? Come on. Keep it real, Paula White. Any black people that's in our congregation, you need to check yourself. You literally need to check yourself and check who's giving you the word of God. That's a fact. There's a lot of false prophets out there. She seems like one of them calling to South America. What's going to come out of South? What would come out of South America? Curious. Like, what would come out of South America that would change the election? Like, what Santeria, the Zulu, voodoo, what would come out of Africa? What part of Africa are these angels coming from? They come from South Africa, East Africa, West Africa, North Africa, the Sub-Saharan Africa. What part are they coming from? I wanted to know. When I heard her shooting a shabada, I wanted to know what she was talking about. I wanted to know where those angels were coming from. This is the same guy who bulldozed peaceful protesters away from a church so he could do a photo op. That's your spiritual advisor. You advising spiritually. The man who said, grab him by the pussy, that's the man you're advising spiritually. That you want the angels from Africa and the angels from South America to come in and help the president win the election. Get your ass out of here. Not buying that foolishness at all. Joe Biden got the lead in Pennsylvania. All he needs is Pennsylvania to win. It'd be a done deal. But I'm just saying right now, rhetoric and the BS needs to stop. I need to check yourself on y'all attitudes. Everybody needs to be peaceful. Everybody needs to kick back, relax, sit down and talk. If you talk to people, you find out we're more alike than we are different as people. Only thing that changes us is the color of our skin and the people who control us. And I talked about this before. You have 1% that controls an entire world. If you think about this, think about where you shop on a daily basis. Think about the amount of cleaning supplies that's in a store. So if you go to different supermarkets in your city or different cities, you notice that you have maybe five different laundry detergents, maybe five different ones. Now, I have a question. Out of in America, it's about 350 million people. Let's say 400 to be. I'm just going to round up to 400 million people. But you mean to tell me 400 people in the United States of America and all the supermarkets in the United States and the Walmarts and the Targets and the Costco's and the Sam's Clubs and all those places, there's only five detergents in the entire world? I mean, in the United States? Five brands? And I'm sure some of those brands work together. Cleaning supplies. How many Windex companies do you see? If you go to a Menards, how many different companies are out there? And how are they shelved? We're controlled, people. We're controlled. How many brands of bread are there? Let's just think about that. We're controlled, people. Big time. Big time control. And because we don't really pay much attention to it, people are able to do whatever they want to do. So they manipulate our minds. Television. Out of all the stations, yeah, you got about 300 stations. You got billions of people around the world. Millions. I'm just saying, at some point, we have to start thinking, being free-thinking people, and not so easily influenced. That's all of us. We're so easily influenced. The term innocent until proven guilty, throw that out the window. It's guilty until proven innocent, and you still have to repair your reputation. That's a fact. You are guilty until proven innocent. Then you have to repair your reputation. That's the world we live in today. We live in 2-second sound bites. Somebody says something, we believe it. Oh, guess what he said? Guess what so-and-so said? He said so-and-so kicked so-and-so butt. For real? That's what happened? You spread that rumor 1,000 times. You're talking to somebody in the supermarket that you don't even know. You're talking to somebody at a restaurant you don't even know. That person takes that and takes that information and it goes, don't tell it to how many people? Start thinking, people. Got to start thinking. Got to start paying attention to what's going on out here. It's a must. It's mandatory. We have to open our minds. We have to think freely for ourselves. You know, 4 years ago, Hillary Clinton, she won the popular vote. There was, she had issues about the voting thing, but they told her, leave it alone. It's a done deal. Now we have mail-in votes and we have to use it because of COVID. It only made sense. It was heavily Democratic. You know, I mean, Democrats voted by via mail. Can't get mad. This is an option that had to be used because of COVID. The president, you got to take this L. Take the L and move on, man. It's okay. You're Donald Trump. You can do anything. You want to spend your money on recounts? Go ahead. I'm sure he probably won't. Probably have his donations or some people will probably help him. But you know, you got to pay those people. Why put those hardworking Americans? Let's think about it. Hardworking Americans in Wisconsin. Hardworking Americans in Michigan. Hardworking Americans in Pennsylvania. Blue-collar states. Why would you want to put them through this whole thing all over again? Those officials aren't doing anything wrong. They're not trying to block you out. You lost. You said bad things happen in Philly. I know you went to Wharton School. So, I mean, if you knock Philly, guess what's going to happen? They're not going to vote for you. If you'd have said something a little different, maybe you might have got a few more percentage points, but they're not going to vote for you in Philadelphia. And if you're talking about Philly, you're talking about most urban areas. They're not going to vote for you. And then turn Georgia into a red state. I mean, from red to blue. Think about that. People got on their horses, man, when you start talking. You want to know how to get the black vote. You went to Ice Cube. You went to Kanye West. You went to some other people. And them crony pastors in Ohio and wherever else you had those guys. Come on, man. That's not how you reach black people. Republicans, you did a piss poor job on that. I want to say I thought I heard Donald Trump say that he got the most African-American votes out of any president. Okay, I'm not going to even address that because we know that that's a damn lie. But I could have sworn I heard it. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be wrong, but I could be right. But I know I'm right. I know I heard that in his speech yesterday. Maybe I might have heard it wrong. I don't know. All I'm saying is this. If we don't start thinking for ourselves, and people will continue to control our minds. If we don't hold people accountable, they will continue to do the things that they want to do and utilize their power. You all do understand, and I guess Donald Trump maybe doesn't understand this, but I'm sure at some point he has, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And have people in total control. Because if you do, they will rule, they will do whatever they want to do. And that's the good thing I will say about America, is that you have those checks and balances in place, because you just can't do whatever you want to do. You just can't go, you know, you just can't go and say, hey, I'm the president and I'm going to make this decision and this is what it is. This is law. Nah, it's a process. So people have to respect and check that process. President, he loses. He doesn't want to get out of that Oval Office and they make it official. Joe Biden is sworn in and he don't want to leave. They'll carry him out. That's their responsibility. Carry him out of the office. You got to move around, partner. Supreme Court, you know, I don't know if the Supreme Court, I don't know what's going to happen. It's hard for us to tell exactly what's going to happen in regards to those things. Hard to tell. What I will say is this, is that as people have to make the decision on what happens with this election. And people have to make the decision what's going to happen and hold the results of this election accountable. Now, I'm not talking about them people going out protesting, harassing people at the voting polling places. Those people are just trying to do their job. Just trying to do their job they were paid for. If you want to monitor, what do you need guns for at a poll? What do you think this is? Why do you have guns at a poll, polling place, where people are counting? Stupidity. You need guns? Guns? You coming against seniors and retirees, people who are out there counting votes, and you got to bring ammunition and guns? Man, check your damn self. You should be ashamed of yourself doing stuff like that. Utterly ridiculous. I'm just saying, I have to put it out there, man, because some of the stuff that I'm seeing, and I guess, you know, things like this happen, and it's just so happens in our lifetime right now. 2020 has been a very interesting year to start. A very interesting year to start. I'll tell you this, some of the stuff that's being done, some of the things that's happening, some of the things that I'm seeing, it just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. So I'm hoping that this election is over with this weekend. Hopefully we know something by Sunday. I'm ready to get back to my regular programming. People have just wanted to talk about politics, politics, politics. And while I love politics, I'm tired of talking about it. I'm tired of seeing it on CNN. I'm tired of seeing these same numbers that have been up here for the last, however many days, 3-4 days, the same numbers. Nothing's changed at all. And it's just analysts just talking and talking and talking and talking, you know, about the same things. Some of that stuff don't make no sense, by the way, just to be honest with you. But I'm tired of hearing it. The results, get back to me when we know exactly what's happening, who won. If Joe's gonna declare it, they don't declare it, we'll be scared. Trump has announced himself the president. He's announced himself the president. The illegal votes, boy, that boy, though he's a clown, I have a hard time calling the president. He seems more like I don't know. This is reality TV playing itself out for real. Right on national television. Reality television is playing itself out. But hey, this is the Jeff Thomas Show. I just want to come to you real quick, because I know it's a lot of people still have this on their mind. Next week, of course, on Monday is our NFL show. Tuesday is our political discussion. Wednesday is our Black Men Talking Show. And on Thursday is our Relationship Thursday. So make sure you tune in. Subscribe to our show. Subscribe to our show. Subscribe to our podcast. It's real easy to do. Just download. You'll get all the updates of when our shows will come out. And, hey, you guys have a wonderful day. It's the Jeff Thomas Show. Always on time.